大知音服务员与聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年8月14日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Charan Prabhu， 为我们继续讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Jai
Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 19, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami.
今天我们继续来学习《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十九章，主 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导 Sri Rupa Goswami.
So we are speaking today from New Govardhan in Australia.
我们现在是在澳大利亚的新 Govardhan.给大家讲课。
And we are in a very big house with the most amazing view of the valley and the green pastures and the cows.
那么我们现在呢是在一个很大的一个房子里面，透过这个窗户可以看到这个一望无际的山谷，还有绿色的草场，还有在草场上面放牧的奶牛。
It is.Absolutely like in heaven here.
在这里呢，完全就像是一个天堂一样。
And the New Govardhan Farm Community has been since 1978.
新 Govardhan, New Govardhan 的这个农场是在1978年建成的。
And it has developed into a very prosperous, very successful Vaishnav community.
那现在已经发展成了。一个非常非常健康而且非常繁荣的一个 Vaishnava 的一个团体。
There are many, many cows.
在这里有很多的奶牛。
And devotees have, from the milk, they make their own butter, their own yogurt, and their own cream, and their own ghee.
然后呢奉献者就用自己养的这些奶牛挤出来的这个奶做成各种各样的奶制品，比如说像黄油啊，像酸奶，像奶酪，还有 ghee 酥油等等。
The property is 1,000 acres.
那么在这里的这个土地呢，大约有1000公顷。
And that includes a very big mountain.
在这片土地上呢，也包含了一个很大的一座山。
So at the foot of the mountain, the devotees have built a small temple.
那么在这个山脚下奉献者们建了一个小小的神庙。
And there are deities of Sri Sri Gauranitai.
在这里有 Sri Sri Gauranitai 的神像。
Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
还有 Sri Sri Radha Krishna 神像。
And Sri Sri Krishna Balaram.
还有 Sri Sri Krishna Balaram.
So this is really like Vrindavan.
所以呢这个地方呢就好比就在 Vrindavan 一样。
And the devotees have,build a few places around the farm which are related to holy places around Govardhan Hill in Vrindavan.
那么就是围绕这个农场周边的奉献者们又建成了一些Govardhan 山，就是照着 Govardhan 山的这个原样所建成的一些地方，散布在这个农场的四周。
They also train the bulls to plow the field.
而且呢，他们还训练那些公牛，让那些公牛来犁地。
They are because the place is actually subtropical, so there are many mango trees.
那么这个地方呢是属于亚热带，所以呢，奉献者也就是种了好多的芒果树。
And devotees grow their own vegetables.
奉献者自己种各种蔬菜。
And part of those vegetables also supplies the restaurants which are owned by the farm.
那么就是这个农场也有自己所有的素餐厅，所以呢，就是在农场里面所收获的这些蔬菜呢，很大一部分也供给那些素餐厅。
And those restaurants are very profitable and very popular.
那些呢，这个素餐厅是非常的受欢迎的，而且呢，也都就是有非常好的收益。
They are also volunteers who live on the farm, people who come from outside on a tourist visa and they stay for 1 month or 2 months, and they have created a village that they call Krishna Village.
那么在这里呢，还有一些来自世界各地的一些人，他们是拿着这个旅游的这个签证进的澳大利亚，然后就慕名而来，大家就聚集在一起在这里生活劳动，所以呢，就建成了一个 Krishna 村庄。
So they may not come to the temple. Sometimes they come to the temple, but they come for prasadam in the morning, and then they work all throughout the day on the farm.
那这些人呢，就居住在这个农场上。他们不一定所有的人都会来这个神庙来参加所有的这些活动，但是早上的这个prasadam早餐的时间呢，大家都会来。然后早餐完了之后呢，他们会从早的。这个在这个地里或者在各个地方就是干活干到晚。
And on the farm itself and around the farm, many devotees live there. They build their own home or they buy houses all around.
然后呢，就是在这个农场的周围还有许多的奉献者居住。有的奉献者呢，就是自己造了自己的房子，或者是他们买下了这里的地和房子，在这里安家落户。
So it's a very, very successful Hare Krishna farm community.
所以呢，这个可以说就是一个非常成功的 Hare Krishna 社团。
Hopefully, some Chinese devotees can come and visit.
那我们希望呢，未来中国的奉献者也能有机会来到这里。
I'm sure Sati Mataji would like to come.
我希望 Sati Mataji 肯定是想来的。
But the problem is that if she comes, she'll never go back to China.
问题就是说来了这里之后可能就不想回中国了。
So this is where we are lecturing from today.
那我们今天呢就在这个地方新戈巴丹给大家讲课。
And because of the time difference, we actually just came back from the Bhagavatam class at the temple.
那因为在这个澳大利亚和美国是有时差的，所以其实我们刚参加完了庙里面的早课回来。
And the class this morning was given by His Holiness Bhaktivedya Purna Swami.
今天的这个早课的是由圣恩 Bhaktivedya Purna Swami 来讲的。
And one of the topics was actually the science of devotional service as explained by Srila Rupa Goswami.
那么在他的讲课当中的一个主题呢，就是 Rupa Goswami 所解释的 Bhakti 奉爱服务的奉献服务的科学。
So this is actually quite connected to the topic that we're going to speak about today.
所以他今天的这个讲课的内容和我们今天的这个主题也是息息相关的。
So, continuing from last week's lecture.
那我们继续上星期的讲课。
We have to remember how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had different relationship with different kinds of devotees.
我们要知道的就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和不同的奉献者之间都有各不相同的关系。
Relationship is something very specific and something very personal.
那这种关系呢是非常亲密的，而且呢都各有自己的特质。
And in our lifetime, we develop relationship with all sorts of people, not just devotees.
在我们这个人生之中，我们会建立起各种各样的关系，不一定只是跟奉献者之间的关系，还有跟我们周围的这些人所建立的关系。
We learn from Rupa Goswami that there are different kinds of people, and we should relate to them accordingly.
那么我们从 Rupa Goswami 的教导中就知道呢，这个世界上的人是形形色色的，那么我们也根据他们的不同和他们建立起相应的关系。
Among devotees, there are different levels of devotees.
在奉献者的这个群体当中也有不同层面的奉献者。
And then there are also very exalted devotees, and I mentioned last week how we can observe their interaction when we see two spiritual masters together or sannyasis together, and we should observe and learn from their interaction.
那还有一些非常崇高的奉献者啊、就比如说我们所看到的灵性导师和灵性导师之间，或者是 sannyasi 和 sannyasi， 托钵僧和托钵僧之间的这样的一种交流的方式。那通过观察，我们可以从他们之间的这种交流之中学习到很多。
So in this particular pastime, we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has interaction and dialogue with Balabhabhata.
那在这个对话当中，我们就是看到了是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Balabhabhata 之间的这种交流和对话。
And Balabhabhata is a Vaishnava, but is not really in the same mood as Lord Chaitanya.
那 Balabhabhata 他也是一位 Vaishnava 奉献者，但是呢，在心态上面呢，和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 有所不同。
So Lord Chaitanya is very respectful. He enjoys his association, but he will not go deep into Krishna consciousness with him.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，对他是非常的。尊重的，但是就 Krishna 知觉这一方面来说的话，他可能不会和他之间有特别深入的交流。
Then there was another devotee. His name is Raghupati Upadhyaya.
然后还有一位奉献者叫 Raghupati Upadhyaya.
And with him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely opens his heart so he can hear about Krishna's pastimes.
那么在跟他的这种交流就不一样了。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是完全的敞开了心扉，然后去畅谈Krishna 知觉，有关 Krishna 的一切。
And then, in the coming verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to discuss for 10 days with Rupa Goswami on the science of devotional service.
那在接下来的这个世界中，我们看到。有十天的这个时间 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Rupa Goswami 有非常深入的交流。他们呢谈的都是有关 Krishna 知觉的科学。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reciprocates according to the level of Krishna consciousness.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实是基于对方的 Krishna 知觉的这个层面来相应的和对方进行交流的。
And this is a lesson for us. We have to learn to how to interact with people, it doesn't matter who they are.
那这一点呢对我们也是有所启示的。我们可以针对不同的人跟他们之间有不同的交流，哪怕是对方他对于 Krishna 知觉是一无所知，我们也要找到相应的方法来和他沟通。
Some people, we may have to avoid them.
那么有一些人呢可能我们还得避着他们。
Some people, the relationship is neutral.
那和有些人之间呢这种关系是比较这个中性的。
Or it's based on duty.
或者是基于一种责任的这样相互的关系。
Some people, the only relationship you have is just to say good morning to them.
那有一些人呢可能你跟他的关系仅仅是限于早上的互道早安而已。
But then you have people who are close friends with whom you may reveal your mind.
那还有一些呢朋友呢可以说是你的那个知己，那么你会向他去敞开心扉。
There are other devotees with whom you actually share some services.
还有一些人你是可以跟他分享奉献服务的。
And service can be cooking together or reading together or chanting together.
那这个服务呢可能包括你们在一起烹饪。做菩萨的那有的时候一起去阅读，一起去读书，有的时候一起念诵。
And then some devotees, you serve them.
还有一些奉献者，你是去服务他们的。
You hear from them.
你从他们那里去聆听。
For example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing Krishna Katha with Ramananda Roy, but Lord Chaitanya was hearing from Ramananda Roy.
那比如说在这前面。就是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Ramananda Roy 呢之间的这种交流，那么在这个交流当中是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去倾听 Ramananda Roy 的话。
Now we're going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching Rupa Goswami.
那现在呢跟 Rupa Goswami 在一起是正好就是相反的，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去教导 Rupa Goswami.
So the way Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is presenting the teachings of Rupa Goswami is very, very special and very amazing.
那么，Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 他呈现 Rupa Goswami 的这个教导的这个方式呢，是非常的独特的，而且是令人惊叹的。
For example, let's say you pick up a book.
那我们举个例子，比如说你随手拿起一本书。
And the book is written by someone.
那这本书呢是某一个人写的。
And at the end of the book, you have a page which is called about the author.
那么在这本书的这个最后呢，就会对作者有一个介绍，就是关于作者。
So you read a summary about who the person is and why they wrote the book and their qualifications.
所以呢，在这个介绍当中，你可以简单的知道啊，这个人是谁，他为什么写这样的一本书，那么他有一些啊什么样的一些资格等等。
But in Vaishnavism, devotees don't do that.
但是呢，在 Vaishnava 当中，这并不是奉献者普遍的做法。
Vaishnavas, before they begin a narration or before they begin any teachings, they always present the author or they always present the person that the teaching is about.
那么就是说，在这个Vaishnava 的这个奉献者，一般来说就是在书籍这个开篇的这个地方呢，他就对这个人有一个介绍，并且呢，对他所要呈现的这个知识有一个概述和呈现。
For example, before we begin the Srimad Bhagavatam, we chant verses glorifying Srila Vyasadeva.
就比如说呢，在读圣典博迦瓦坛的时候，就是在开篇的时候呢，就要大家要念一些诗节，这些诗节是荣耀Srila Vyasadeva 的。
Or you will find in Goswami literatures, or actually any book written by great Vaishnavas, they have a long presentation offering the homages, offering their obeisances and respect and glorifying the person that the book is about.
那么在这个Goswami 的文献当中，或者在一些 Vaishnava 的这个文献当中，在开篇的时候，有的时候我们会遇到，就是会看到很长的一些诗文，这些诗文呢，就是都是来荣耀或者表达这种敬意，或者是来顶拜与本书有关的这些人物。
This is proper etiquette. This is proper respect.
那么这也是一种非常好的 Vaishnava 礼仪，这也是一种表达敬意的最佳的方式。
And not only you will glorify the person, but you may even say something about what the person will write.
那么你不仅仅呢可能会去荣耀这个人，而且呢可能还要提及一下这个人他在这本书里即将要讲到的内容。
And a perfect example is the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那么我们在这里看到一个最完美的一个例子之一，就是像 Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami will present first the spiritual masters.
Yes. 那么就在这个Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 的这个著作的一开始，他就首先就是去荣耀灵性导师。
Then he will present each member of the Panchatattva.
然后呢，他去呈现在这个 Panchatattva 五圣体中的每一位。
And he will do this in 14 different verses.
他用了14个诗节的篇幅来完成。
And it's only after he has presented everyone, because the Chaitanya Charitamrita is about Lord Chaitanya and his associates.
那么因为整部的 Chaitanya Charitamrita 其实的这个核心的内容就是有关于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和他的同游，那么Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 他用了14个诗节的这个篇幅表达了对灵性导师的敬意和荣耀之后，他才开始。
Then at the end of one chapter, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami will tell his own story.
然后呢就是一直到了有一个章，某一章的最后的这个部分， Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 才谈到了自己。
So here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will do, who he will speak to, and then he will glorify the devotee who receives the teaching, namely Rupa Goswami.
所以呢，在这里呢，也是同样的，就是 Krishna Das Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami， 他首先要介绍的是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 接下来要做些什么，然后他会跟谁在一起，然后他又用了一些师姐来荣耀，就是 Rupa Goswami， 也就是接受了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导的人的这个美好的品质。
And he explains this in one verse.
那么这个呢，他就是用了一段诗文，一个诗节就完全涉及到了
Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Pranta, Saba, Sikaila Prabhu, Bhagavata, Siddhanta. There are many key words in this verse.
刚才的这一个诗节，这个诗节里面呢，有许多的这个关键词。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Srila Rupa Goswami the ultimate limit of the truth about Lord Krishna, the truth about devotional service, the truth about transcendental mellows, culminating in conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. Finally, he told Rupa Goswami about the ultimate conclusions of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
在这个时节当中呢，是这样说的，就是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 将有关主 Krishna 的真理的终极知识教导给 Srila Rupa Goswami， 他也谈到了有关奉献服务的真理，以及超然的甘美、超然甘露的这个真理，这一切以 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的爱侣情感为顶点，最终他将 Srimad Bhagavatam 的终极的结论呈现给 Rupa Goswami。
So this is the essence of the conversation which is about to take place for 10 days。
那么就是这一个时节呢，其实就是概述了在接下来的十天当中 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Rupa Goswami 之间的交流的一个主题的要义。
Krishna Tattva, the truth about Krishna.
那第一个呢，就是 Krishna Tattva， 也就是有关主 Krishna 的真理。
Bhakti Tattva, the truth about devotional service.
然后接下来是 Bhakti Tattva， 就是有关奉爱服务的真理。
Rasa Tattva, the truth about the relationship with Krishna.
Rasa Tattva， 那意思就是说和 Krishna 之间的这种关系情感交流的真理。
And then Bhagavat Siddhanta, the conclusions of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
然后就是 Bhagavat Siddhanta， 意思就是圣典博伽瓦坛的终极结论。
So in other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually is going to teach Rupa Goswami what he has learned from Ramananda Roy.
所以换句话说，其实 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这里就是把他从 Ramananda Roy Ramananda Roy 那里学到的这个知识来转述给 Rupa Goswami， 以此作为他的教导。
Now this is not just educational training.
那么这个呢，并不是一个一般的教育培训。
This is not intellectual training.
也不是一个智力上的一个训练。
This is not Bhakti Shastri.
也不是 Bhakti Shastri.
This is not Bhakti Vaibhav.
不是 Bhakti Vaibhav.
This is not Bhakti Vedanta.
也不是 Bhakti Vedanta
课程。This is not Bhakti Savaboma.
也不是 Bhakti Savaboma. 也不是这个在不同层面上的这些奉爱的课程。
Okay. Because Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to go through all these levels.
因为 Srila Prabhupada 希望奉献者们能够在这个奉爱的这个知识上面能够经历这些不同的阶段，达到逐步的达到顶点。
And these are different levels of knowledge and different levels of understanding. These
are
different levels of knowledge and different levels of understanding.
这个是知识和对知识的觉悟的不同层面。
In the last few days here on the farm with Bhaktivedanta Purnaswami, this has been a major topic about what actually knowledge is.
那么在前面的这几天的 Bhaktivedanta Purnaswami 的讲课当中呢，就一直在围绕着一个主题，什么是知识？
Because devotees were wondering, do we get to know Krishna through knowledge?
因为奉献者们呢，他们不是特别的清楚，他们不知道是不是我们要通过知识 才能够觉悟到 Krishna。
In other words, the more you read and the more you hear about Krishna, the more knowledge about Krishna you get。
那么你聆听或者阅读有关 Krishna 越多的这个内容，你聆听的越多的话，那你对 Krishna 的了解也就越多。
But it can be the same kind of intellectual exercise as any other topic of knowledge.
但是呢，你有可能仅仅是停留在一个智力或者脑力上的这样的一种知识，就好比其他的各种这种知识的类别。
Just like there are academic scholars who study and teach nectar devotion and Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita.
就好像呢，就是在这个学术圈里面，也有一些学者，是把这个研究圣典《薄伽瓦坛》、研究《薄伽梵歌》还有《奉爱的甘露》作为他们的重点。
So knowledge is very important.
所以呢，知识是非常的重要的。
But knowledge is not everything.
但是呢，知识并不代表着一切。
Knowledge only takes shape if one is in the right consciousness.
只有一个人有着一种正确的知觉意识的时候，这个知识才真正的成型。
In other words, you can go through all the different levels of studies of Shastra and still have doubts and still have material desires in the heart.
那你一个人呢，他可能说可以学遍了整个 Bhakti Shastra 有关奉爱的经典的方方面面，不同的层面都学到了，但是他有可能心中还是充满着疑惑，内心中依然有着许多的物质的污染和欲望。
Because the ingredient of consciousness and practical devotional service must be there to support that knowledge.
因为要支撑这样的一种知识，必须要有一种正确的一种知觉状态，而且一定要有这个奉爱的服务。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has singled out Rupa Goswami to teach him about the science of Krishna.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是特别的摘选了这个 Rupa Goswami， 向他去讲述有关 Krishna 知觉的科学。
So then you may say, what is Rupa Goswami's qualification?
那你可能就会有一个问题会升起。就是说 Rupa Goswami 他到底是具备了一个什么样的资格使他能够成为这个知识的接受者呢？
Was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu impressed because Rupa Goswami gave up his position in the Muslim government? Was he impressed because Rupa Goswami got rid of all his money?
是因为 Rupa Goswami 就放下了他在穆斯林的这个政府当中的重要的职位，或者说他放弃了一切的这些物质的拥有和财产，是这一个行为让 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 留下了深刻的印象吗？
No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach Rupa Goswami because of his state of consciousness and because of his attitude.
那其实呢，是因为 Rupa Goswami 的他的一种心态，还有他的这种知觉的状态，深深地吸引了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So, what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? And this is very important to understand. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did teach Rupa Goswami?
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 究竟是以一种什么样的方法来教导 Rupa Goswami 的，这一点是尤其重要的。
Because again, this is not intellectual exercise. We're dealing here with transcendental knowledge.
我们在这里所说的不是一种智力的一种训练，我们在这里面对的是超然的知识的传递。
And as we learned this morning at the farm during the class, there is material knowledge, spiritual knowledge,and transcendental knowledge.
那就像是我们今天在这个农场的早课上面所听到的一样，知识分为三个层级，物质的知识、灵性的知识和超然的知识。
So material knowledge is what we call sambandha jnana.
那这个物质的知识就好比我们所说的 sambandha jnana.
And that's we know about the nature of this material world.
比如说我们对这个物质自然的了解。
We know our position as conditioned souls.
那我们了解我们受局限的这个灵魂的状态。
And we know about the position of Krishna.
嗯，然后呢，我们也了解到 Krishna 的这个地位。
But this is only information.
但是这些其实只是一些信息。
That's what we hear from the Bhagavad Gita.
那这个就是我们从佛家梵歌里面所了解的知识。
Now,
spiritual
knowledge is when we understand how Krishna functions in the material world.
嗯，那么当我们去了解 Krishna 在这个物质世界里面是如何行动的，他的一举一动是什么的时候，那就是灵性的知识了。
As the universal form.
嗯，他的这个宇宙的形体。
As Paramatma within the heart of all living entities.
嗯，他是所有的生物体内心中的 Paramatma 超灵。
It through his energies.
啊，通过他的这个能量。
Through his potencies.
嗯，通过他的力量。
Then you have transcendental knowledge.
然后接下来再往上走一步就是超然的知识。
Transcendental knowledge is specifically and exclusively about the relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world.
那只有在灵性世界和 Krishna 之间的这种关系的这样的一门知识才是被称为超然的知识的。
So how will you be able to understand this transcendental knowledge when you are still encaged in a material body with a material mind and material senses?
当你还被囚禁在这样的一个物质的躯体、物质的心意、物质的感官感知中的时候，你怎么可能去了解超然的知识呢？
You need to be empowered.
那如何才能去了解超然的知识？就是你需要被赋予力量。
And you become empowered when you please Guru and Krishna.
就是当你去取悦了 Guru 和 Krishna 的时候，你也就被赋予了力量。
So this empowerment cannot come from you. You cannot be self-empowered.
那么这样的一种能量的赋予并不是你自发自动就能够完成的，因为这种力量并不源自于你。
Krishna within the heart will empower the conditioned souls to understand everything about him.
那在心中的超灵Krishna 他会赋予受条件限制的灵魂以力量以能力让他去了解到超然的知识。
So Krishna has three spiritual energies.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他有三个方面的灵性能量。
One is Sandini Shakti.
第一个就是 Sandini Shakti.
One is Ladini Shakti.
第二个是 Ladini Shakti.
And one is Samvit Shakti.
第三个就是 Samvit Shakti.
So with the Sandini Shakti.Krishna enjoy his eternal existence.
那么 Krishna 他通过他的 Sandini Shakti, 来享受他永恒的活动。
Through Ladini Shakti, Krishna enjoys pure devotion with his pure devotees.
那么这个 Ladini Shakti, 通过 Ladini Shakti, Krishna 可以享受到他和纯粹的奉献者之间的那种纯粹的爱的交流。
And Samvit Shakti allows Krishna to know everything.
那 Samvit Shakti 呢，这样的一种能量就可以让 Krishna 成为全知的主。
Yes.
嗯。
So Sama means all.
Sama 的意思就是全。
And Vit is from Veda, knowing, knowledge.
Vit 这个词的词根是来自于这个Veda, 意思就是去了解或者知识。
So this Samvit Shakti is there in the heart.
所以呢，这种 Samvit Shakti, 这种知识的这种能量其实是在心里有。
And when the heart is purified from all anattas and from all material desires, Krishna brings that Samvit Shakti forward to the front and we get all knowledge of everything we need to know.
那当就是一个人的这种心中完全免除了这个 Anatta, 去除了物质的污染之后 Krishna 就能够让他的这个心完全的就是净化了以后呈现出来，然后让他能够真正的 了解到全然的了解到超然的知识。
And that is the proof that Krishna consciousness is not a mechanical exercise. We can't just go through the motions. We have to put the heart to everything we do.
所以说呢，这一点也就证明了 Krishna 知觉并不是一种非常机械的程序，不是只是就是不用心的去做一件事，做另外一件事而已。我们不论在做任何一件事情的时候，就是要把我们的心放进去。
Sometimes devotees they chant for many years and they say, "Well, I don't feel anything."
有的时候有的奉献者呢，他说我已经念诵了很多年了，但是我什么感觉都没有。
Because the chanting is mechanical.
因为他的这个念诵一直是非常的机械的。
Japa is supposed to be done with the heart.
但是 japa 应当是要用心去做的。
Sometimes devotees they read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam for many years, they still don't understand.
还有的时候呢，有些奉献者读了《薄伽梵歌》和《圣念薄伽瓦坛》，已经读了很多年了，但是还是什么都理解不了。
Because we read with eyes and mind, we don't read with the heart.
因为我们在用我们的眼睛和头脑在看这些书，而并没有用自己的心灵来阅读这些书籍。
We read just to accumulate information.But we don't read with the objective to find Krishna in the pages.
那么在这个读书的这个时候呢，我们也许只是为了累积一些知识而已，和信息而已，并没有说要想真正的在这些书页和书页之间、字里行间之间去发现 Krishna.
So it's like you have a green plant in the house and you keep it in the locker in the dark. What will happen to that green plant?
那么就好像是你家里面有一个绿色的植物，但是呢，你把这个绿色的植物就把它锁在黑黑的这个柜子里面，不让它见阳光。那么这个植物会怎么样呢？
So, and what happened when you take that green plant and place it next to the window so it can get sunlight?
那你把这个植物从柜子里面拿出来，然后放到窗边有阳光的这个地方，那它会怎样呢？
So we have to expose ourselves by opening our hearts to Krishna consciousness so we can receive that empowerment.
所以说呢，我们应该要敞开我们的心扉，完全的沐浴在 Krishna 知觉之中，完全是敞开的，这样让Krishna 知觉呢来赋予我们力量。
So here it is mentioned, Ramananda Pashe Yata Siddhanta Sunila Rupi Kripakari Taha Sabha Sansharila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Rupa Goswami all the conclusions he had heard from Ramananda Roy and duly empowered him so he could understand them.
那么接下来这个诗节里就讲到了Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu将他从 Ramananda Roy 那里所聆听来的一切的结论性的知识都授予了 Rupa Goswami, 就这样赋予了他力量，让他能够理解这一切。
In other words, if Rupa Goswami was not empowered, he would not understand.
那换句话说就是如果 Rupa Goswami 在这里没有被赋予这种力量的话，他还是没有知识的，他还是无法理解。
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, Shri Rupa Ridhaye Prabhu Shakti Sansharila Sattva Tattva Nirupane Pravina Karila. By entering the heart of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him to ascertain properly the conclusions of all truth. He made him an experienced devotee whose decisions correctly agreedwith the verdicts of the disciplic succession. Thus, Rupa Goswami was personally empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这个诗节当中讲到 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 进入到 Rupa Goswami 的心中，赋予了他以全然的力量，让他建立起对一切的真理的结论的信念。他把他变成了一位非常富有经验的一位奉献者，使他的一切的这个决定 都能够完美的契合于使徒传系的结论。这样是 Rupa Goswami 就亲自的被是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 赋予了力量。
Lord Chaitanya entered the heart of Rupa Goswami.
也就是说呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是进入了 Rupa Goswami 的心中。
Lord Chaitanya is already in his heart.
就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实已经在他的心中。
But he entered his heart to give him knowledge.
但是在这里又进一步的强调，他进入了他的心中，给予他知识。
So.This relationship and this meeting between Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been described in a lot of details.
那么这个 Rupa Goswami 和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之间的这个相遇相见，以及他们之间的这种交流呢，被描述的非常的详细。
So now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami will begin to describe.The qualities of Rupa Goswami.
那 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 呢，现在就要开始去描述，Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 就要开始去描述是 Rupa Goswami 的品质。
And the circumstances in which Rupa Goswami find himself, first of all, to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to be instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to execute the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么 Rupa Goswami 在这里见到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 然后去聆听了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给他的教导，并且之后呢又去执行了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给他的这个训谕。那在 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 就在这里就介绍了整个的这一切发生的过程的一个背景。
Kalena Brindavana Kelivarta Lup Theti Tam KyapayitumVishishya Kripamritanna Vishesha Devas Tatreva Rupam Sa Sanatanam Cha. In the course of time, the transcendental news of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan was almost lost. To enunciate explicitly those transcendental pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Srila Rupa GoswamiSanatan Goswami with the nectar of his mercy to carry out the work, this work in Vrindavan.
What is this work?
The work means to write.
Yeah, literature.
Yeah.
就是在这个世界里面就是说到了就是曾经有关于 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光的超然的讯息已经几乎的流失了，淹没了。为了能够清晰的去描述这些超然的逍遥时光，是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 便赋予了是 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan 力量。他将他仁慈的甘露赋予给他们，好让他们去转在 Vrindavan 去实现这一使命。意思就是说去撰写这些有关 Krishna 在Vrindavan 的超然逍遥时光的文献。
So I will give a little bit of historical background to this.
那关于这一点呢，我想就其历史背景给大家一个介绍。
So we know from the Shastra that Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago.
从启示经典 Shastra 中我们就知道 Krishna 是在5000年之前显现在这个世界上的。
And he lived in this world for 125 years.
他在这个世界上停留了125年大概。
During these 125 years, he spent 11 years in Vrindavan.
在这125年中他在 Vrindavan 度过了11年的时间。
About 30 years in Mathura.
在 Mathura 待了30年。
And the rest of the time between Dwarka and Astinapur.
那还有就是剩下来的那些时间基本上就是在 Dwarka 和 Astinapur 度过的。
So he left Vrindavan very early.
所以他是在童年的时候就已经离开了 Vrindavan 了。
And there are many volumes of books that explain what happened, why Krishna left Vrindavan, what happened after he left Vrindavan.
有关于 Krishna 他为什么要离开 Vrindavan, 他离开了 Vrindavan 之后又发生了一些什么, 那这个历史上有大量的 文献资料来介绍.
In any case, we know that it created a very, very deep and painful feeling of separation for the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
那简而言之的话，就是Krishna 他离开这个 Vrindavan 呢，就是使得这个 Vrindavan 的所有的这个居民都长期的陷入在一种 分离的痛苦之中.
But right at the end, Lord Krishna went back to Vrindavan.
那一直到了最后晚年的时候, Krishna 才回到了 Vrindavan.
And he spent 2 months in Vrindavan.
他在 Vrindavan 待了2个月.
And during those 2 months, he reconnected with his father and mother, with the cowherd boys, with the cows, with the land, and with the gopis.
那么他回到了这个 Vrindavan 之后，又重新建立了他和父母啊 Vrindavan 的这个土地，牧牛童，还有那些牛犊奶牛，然后还有这个 Gopi 牧牛姑娘的这个关系，重建了这种连接和关系。So,
the Acharyas and the Goswamis of Vrindavan they explain that Krishna creates the spiritual world in the place known as Gokul, which is Brajmandala here in this world.
那么就是 Goswami 们，还有就是 Acharya 们，他说 Krishna 就是在我们这个地球上，我们所知的这个 Gokul 这个地方建立了他在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光.
And when Krishna comes from the spiritual world, he will bring many of his eternal associates with him.
当 Krishna 从灵性世界降临到这个地球的时候，他会带上很多的他的这个永恒的同游与他陪伴。But
because these are earthly pastimes, there will also be conditioned souls who come to a certain level of Krishna consciousness where they can take part in those pastimes.
那因为就是 Krishna 在这个地球的这个 Vrindavan, 他是在地球上的这个逍遥时光，所以在他的这个逍遥时光里面呢，也涉及到了一些原本受条件限制的这些灵魂，但是他们得到了这个提升，也成为纯粹的奉献者，而加入到 Krishna 的在地球上的这个逍遥时光里.
So by participating in those pastimes, they get the final stage of pure Krishna consciousness.
那当他们呢，就是加入到 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光的时候，他们就达到了一个最终极的这个纯粹的 Krishna 知觉的阶段.
And when Krishna winds up his pastime, they all return to the spiritual world with him.
当 Krishna 他结束了在这个物质世界的逍遥时光的时候，那这些灵魂 也都跟随着他回到了灵性世界.
And then Vrindavan is empty.
那么这个时候呢, Vrindavan 就空了.
So it mentioned here that Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan was almost lost.
所以呢，就是在这里呢，就是Krishna 就说到了 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的这个逍遥时光呢，仿佛已经淹没.
And then when Krishna returned to the spiritual world, just like when Prabhupada passed away or when Lord Chaitanya passed, everyone talks about it. Nobody can stop thinking or remembering that Krishna was here not long ago.
那么当 Krishna 回到了灵性世界，就是离开了这个地球之后，就好像是Srila Prabhupada 离开人世， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开的时候那样的，在这个留下来的这些人，他们就会日思夜想Krishna 曾经 在这个地球上的，曾经在这个世间的这些逍遥时光，他们念念不忘，他们朝思暮想。
That's what the Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to the spiritual world, and the Acharyas, they get together in Vrindavan, and that's all they talk about. One story after another, and they ask Krishnadas Goswami to compile all those stories.
那么其实这个也就是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的来历。当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开了这个世界之后，留下来的这些 Acharya 们，他们对Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就是陷入了这种深深的思念之中，他们无法停止对他的这个思念，他们时时刻刻的都在讨论和交流 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光，所以呢，他们就把这件事情托付给了 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami， 希望他能够用文字的这个方式去描述Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以及他的这个活动，所以这就是Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的来历。
So that's what happened after Krishna departed to the spiritual world. We had the sage of Nimisharanya, the Srimad Bhagavatam between Shukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, all remembrance of Krishna.
所以说呢，就是圣典薄伽瓦坛也是一样的。当 Krishna 离开了这个世界之后呢，我们就有这些 Nimisharanya 的这些森林的这些圣者们去讨论。去询问有关 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光，那我们有这个 Sukadeva Goswami 和 Parikshit Maharaj 之间的这样的一个对话的交流，这就是这个圣典薄伽瓦坛的来历。
So Krishna consciousness is about constantly remembering Krishna.
所以 Krishna 知觉的这个核心只有一个，就是时时刻刻的意念着 Krishna.
In other words, Rupa Goswami gives the golden rule of Krishna consciousness in the Nectar of Devotion by saying, always remember Krishna and never forget him.
所以说呢，就是 Rupa Goswami 就是在他的这个著作《奉爱的甘露》里面，其实就总结了 Krishna 知觉的一个黄金法则，也就是永远记住 Krishna， 永远不忘记 Krishna。
This is Yama and Niyama.
这个其实就好比是 Yam 和 Niyam 一样。
So never forget Krishna. This means rules and regulations.
就是永远不忘记 Krishna， 这就好比是规范原则，就像是戒律那样的。
And always remember Krishna means spontaneous love.
那永远记住 Krishna， 那这个言下之意就是说是一种自然而然的对 Krishna 的意念和服务。
Then there's another thing that happened after Krishna left this world.
那么当 Krishna 离开了这个世界之后，又发生了一件事。
His great grandson.
也就是他的曾孙
Brajanab,
他叫 Brajanab.
He was in so much separation from Krishna.
他时时刻刻的在和 Krishna 的分离 之中煎熬着。
That he arranged for 300 murtis of Krishna to be fashioned.
所以他就请人雕了300尊Krishna 的 Murti， 就是 Krishna 的雕像。
And these Murtis of Krishna have been present in Vrindavan for the last 5,000 years.
在这个就是这300尊Krishna 的这个神像呢，就是在过去的这个5000年之中一直的散落在 Vrindavan。
But they may not always have been worshipped.
但是并不是说所有的这个 Krishna 的神像都得到了崇拜。
And then different kings came forward and Kali Yuga began.
在这个历史上呢，就有各个的这个王朝出现，不同的国王出现，然后又有了这个卡利年代，就是铁器年代的降临。
So therefore it says here Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan was almost lost.
所以呢，在这里就是说到这个 Krishna 的这个在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光几乎已经随着时光湮灭。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now wanted to take up the work to revive Krishna consciousness by empowering the Goswamis to do the work on his behalf.
所以呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他现在要做的一件事情，就是要赋予这 Goswami 们以这样的一种力量，然后呢。让他们能够去代表他本人，通过这个文献的这种形式来再现Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥超然的时光。
So this is the whole idea of empowerment.
所以呢，整个的这个就是赋予力量这一点的这个核心要义就在这里。
And this is not just exclusive to Rupa and Sanatan. every Vaishnava can be and should be empowered.
那么这样的一种能量或者说力量的赋予并不是仅仅是局限于 Sri Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 其实所有的 Vaishnava 奉献者每一个人都可以也都应当被赋予这样的一种力量
We have seen many disciples of Srila Prabhupada being empowered by Prabhupada to do extraordinary things.
我们看到很多 Srila Prabhupada 的这些门徒都被 Srila Prabhupada 所赋予了力量做出了一些让人匪夷所思的一些特别的服务。
What was their qualification?
那他们做的这些惊人的服务的背后的这个资格又是什么呢?
They joined when they were 20 years old.
那他们就是在20岁的时候非常年轻的时候就加入了 Krishna 之
团。Practically speaking, up to the day before they joined, they were still engaged in materialistic activities.
可以说他们在就是加入到 Krishna 知觉之前的那一天还完全的沉浸在世俗的物质活动之中。
And within 2 or 3 years, they opened temples, they installed deities, they acquire land, they distribute books. How do you do this from 1 year to the next?
那么他们加入了之后仅仅是两三年的这个时间他们就建起了这个神庙设立了这个神像然后呢派了这个书那么你怎么能够去理解仅仅是两三年的这个短短的一瞬间他们就可以有这么大的变化这么大的成就呢
We have to meditate on this thing. How were they able to do all these things?By being empowered by Srila Prabhupada.
所以这一点是值得我们去深思的。我们要理解的是他们这些奉献者、这些门徒是如何被 Srila Prabhupada 所赋予了这种力量，如何去做到了这些奉献服务。
It's not because they were smart.
他们的资格不在于他们的聪明。
It's not because they had material qualifications.
也不是说他们有多少的这个世俗才能。
It's because they unconditionally surrendered to their guru.
而是因为他们没有任何条件的完全的皈依臣服于他们的灵性导师。
And we can see here with our own eyes with this farm community. It's just amazing how this community is developing because everyone is surrendered.To the process of Krishna consciousness.
那么在我们的这个眼前，就是这个农场，就是一个最好的这个例子。这么一个欣欣向荣的一个农场，它是怎么建立和发展起来的呢？其实原因只是因为住在这个农场上的每一个人都100%的全身心的皈依到 Krishna 知觉的这样一个程序里。
So that we come to Krishna consciousness is amazing.
所以说我们是怎么进入到 Krishna 知觉中这真是不可思议的。
That we take initiation to the Guru Parampara system, it's amazing.
那我们进入到这个 Guru Parampara 使徒传系之中从这个使徒传系当中得到了这个启迪这本身也是不可思议的。
But we should strive to be empowered by Krishna and Guru.To do amazing things in China.
所以呢，我们也要非常努力的去祈求 Guru 和 Krishna 给予我们的这个仁慈，让我们在中国也能够做出一些了不起的事。
And we don't have to be a senior devotee.
但是要做到这一点，这样的奉献服务，并不是说你非得是一个非常年长的资深的奉献者。
Even a new devotee can become empowered and do amazing things.For the Kasha Desh Yatra.
即便是一个初来乍到的一个新奉献者，也同样可以被赋予这种力量，能够为Kasha Desh 这个 Yatra 做出一些不可思议的奉献服务，一些了不起的奉献服务。
Everything is there. All the facilities are there. The people are there. Everything is right, ready to go. All we need is to become empowered, and we become empowered when we decide.Guru, Krishna, now I am yours. Do as you see fit.
所以说呢，就是其实所有的这些条件都已经是具备了，人力、物力、设施 便利的这些条件全部都是具备的，其实只缺了我们的一种全然的皈依和臣服。就是什么时候你说Guru 和 Krishna， 我100%是你的，从那一刻开始呢，就可以被赋予这个力量。那么我们完全的皈依了他们，那么他们会给予我们力量，让我们去做合适的事情，就是无论他们觉得什么合适，我们就怎么去做。
So this is the lesson of the day, to become empowered.
所以今天的这一课的核心就是这样，就是我们要被赋予力量。
And tomorrow is the appearance day of Lord Balaram.
明天是主 Balaram 的显现日。
Balaram is none different than Krishna.
Balaram 和 Krishna 没有分别。
He represents spiritual strength.
它代表的是一种灵性的力量。
He represents pure devotional service.
它代表了纯粹的奉爱服务。
And ultimately, all his expansion leads to the spiritual master.
最终来说的它的一重重的这个扩展最终呢就是延伸到了灵性导师。
Therefore, tomorrow we should all approach Lord Balaram in all humility and beg to be empowered in devotional service.
所以我们明天呢每一个奉献者都要以完全谦卑的这种心来到Balaram 的这个面前，向 Balaram 做出真诚的这种祈祷，能够祈祷他能够赋予我们力量去从事奉献服务。
Hare Krishna。
好，我们看一下 Sati Mataji 这里已经有一些问题已经发上来了。第一个问题是来自于 Free and Easy， 感恩亲爱的老师和翻译的精彩授课。我上周留下的问题已经在您们和家人的仁慈下得到了解决。我现在已经恢复了每日的念诵，也找到了适合自己的节奏。希望可以继续的得到你们的仁慈，好好的进步，感恩您，顶拜您，Krishna， 真的好神奇啊 ！OK， so dear teacher and the translator, thank you very much. My questions left from last week has been solved with the mercy of all of you and of my family members.Through the mercy of you and the family members. Now I have restored my daily chanting, and I also find the pace that fits me well, and I pray to continually receive your mercy so that I can make better advancement. Thank you very much. My humble obeisances to Krishna. Krishna is really amazing.
Thank you very much, Free and Easy.
非常感谢你 ，Free and Easy.
I think you are a very intelligent person.
我觉得你是一个有智慧的人。
And this is why Krishna blessed you with a wonderful baby.
这就是为什么Krishna 会能够给予你祝福，赐福你一个那么可爱的那么好的一个孩子。
And through your child, you can learn many things about Krishna consciousness.
你可以通过你的孩子学习到 Krishna 知觉中的许多。
So if you remember very well, your child was born when we began to learn the Upadeshamrita, and therefore we named your baby Upadeshamrita. Remember that?
所以说呢，我想了，就是说，因为你的孩子的这个出生，就是我们在一起学习这个 Upadeshamrita。教会的甘露的这个时候刚开始的时候，所以呢我们给你的孩子取名 Upadeshamrita。
Upadeshamrita means the nectar of instruction.
那 Upadeshamrita 的意思呢就是教会的甘露。
So always call your child Upadeshamrita.
所以呢你可以一直叫你的孩子 Upadeshamrita。
No, it's nice. Sometimes you can say, Upa, where is you, Upa?
对，你这个名字有点长 ，Upadeshamrita。有的时候呢，你也可以把它简单的叫它那个 Upa 在哪里。
Sometimes you can say Amrita.
有的时候你可以叫 Amrita， 要简单点的话。
But when you want to get serious, Upadeshamrita, come here right now.
你要严肃的教训他的时候，就说 Upadeshamrita 到跟前来。
Okay.Rajendra Das Prabhu.
Okay, so, 这个问题 Rajendra Prabhu 问的是，感谢 Prabhu 和翻译刚才提到有三种知识，物质知识、灵性世界和超然的知识。问题是后两者的这个知识都是属于灵性超然知识，他们两者之间还有什么轻微的区别吗？有关 Krishna 的知识是超然知识，不也是灵性知识吗？目前我们认知的是灵性知识等于超然知识。Thank you very much. And in your class, you just mentioned there are three different types of knowledge, material knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and transcendental knowledge. The question is the latter two, that means the spiritual knowledge and the transcendental knowledge. I wonder if there's any subtle difference between these two. All the knowledge is related to Krishna is considered as transcendental knowledge.Isn't it also spiritual knowledge? For the time being, what we know is that spiritual knowledge means transcendental knowledge.
Yes, it is intertwined. They come together.
的确是这样的，灵性知识和这个超然的知识是交织在一起的。
But I'll give you a simple example.
那是我给你举一个简单的例子。
We learn from Srila Haridas Thakur.
我们从 Srila Haridas Thakur 那里
that Krishna has primary names and secondary names.
就是Krishna 他也有这些最主要的名字和相对次要的名字。
Secondary names means Narayan, Paramatma,
比如说 Narayan,
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan, 还有那个 Paramatma 这些。
So these names describe the qualities of Krishna.
那这些可以叫它二级名字，相对次要的名字呢，它就是从不同的这个方面去描述 Krishna 的品质。
And then you have primary names.
但是呢，还有一些是这个主导的主要的名字。
Krishna.
就像是Krishna.
Govinda.
就像 Govinda.
Madhava
呀。
Yes. So these really address Krishna based.On his qualities and his pastimes.
那么那些主要的这个名字，像 Govinda, Madhava, Krishna, 就是是完全基于 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光而直接的去称呼这个 Krishna 的，就是这个名字里有 Krishna 完全的这个逍遥时光，
so,
甜蜜的逍遥时光。
Both primary and secondary names are spiritual names.
所以这两类的这个名字，就是 Krishna 的圣名，都是灵性的名字。
But they define different aspects of Krishna.
但是是对
Krishna, either his personality or his energies.
那就是说。对于他的这个品质还有他的这个不同的能量这些不同的这个名字呢他从不同的角度来进行了这种定义和解读。
Just like, for example, people today, out of ignorance, they say, oh, I don't want to be religious, I want to be spiritual.
就好像呢现在的一些人他们其实是挺无知的那他们就会说我不想要宗教我要灵性。
When actually it's interconnected.
但实际上这个宗教和灵性之间其实是相互关联的。最后一个问题来自于 Gurangi Radha, 顶拜帕布如果以向 Krishna 倾诉的心态念诵可以吗Okay, so can we chant in a way as if that we are...talking to Krishna, revealing our heart to Krishna, speaking to Krishna.
The idea is to actually understand that Krishna is not just a name, there is a person behind the name.
那在这里的这个要点就是说你首先要明白 Krishna 的这个名字不是仅仅是名字而已在他的这个圣名的背后是一个人格是一个人是有人格性的。
And yes, it's good if we can chant with opening our heart to Krishna.
那的确是这样。当你去敞开自己的心，像 Krishna 这样去念诵他的名字的时候，是非常的好的。
This is a preliminary level of chanting. The first step is to avoid offenses, and to avoid offenses, one must be attentive.
那么这个呢就是好比是一个比较基础的一个念诵的这个阶段整个念诵的一个最重要的一个前提就是说你要去除这个冒犯那怎么样去清除你的冒犯心态呢就是你要专注 所以这个最基础的这个基点就是说要非常专注的去念诵。
So when we have attentive chanting, then we get Krishna's attention.
那当我们全神贯注的时候，我们就能够吸引 Krishna 的关注。
And when we get Krishna's attention, then we get a chance to speak to him.
那当 Krishna 关注我们的时候，我们就有了机会去和 Krishna 说话，或者向 Krishna 倾诉。
So we can address Krishna with so many different feelings and so many different as long as we don't chant to ask Krishna for something.
所以说在这个时候呢，你就可以有这种丰富的情感去向 Krishna 说话。但是这里有一个前提，就是你的这个和 Krishna 的这个倾诉说话，不是说要从 Krishna 那里要索取一些什么，要一些什么。
If we ask something for Krishna, from Krishna,Don't bother.
Ask for material.
Yeah, ask for bunch of material.
如果说你是向 Krishna 去求或者去索要一些世俗的物质的这些东西的话，那就还不如说不跟 Krishna 去倾诉。
But we have to understand the ultimate objective of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
不过我们还是得要了解这个唱诵 Hare Krishna Mantra 的一个终极的目的。
We don't want to reach a level where we enjoy the chanting. That's not the goal of chanting.
就是去念诵，而且是一种非常享受的这个感觉，这并不是念诵的这个目的，这也不是我们想得到的一个目标。
The goal of chanting is to chant to glorify Krishna, and by glorifying Krishna, we derive pleasure.
念诵的目的是为了去荣耀 Krishna, 而在荣耀 Krishna 的这个过程当中，我们自然而然地得到了快乐和幸福。Yes.
Chanting Hare Krishna is a service to Krishna.
所以念诵唱诵Hare Krishna 是对 Krishna 的奉献服务。
Okay. Thank you very much. We will stop here.
好，非常的感谢。
One more. No, that's it, Sati. We can't take more than that.
No. It's a short question. Thank you very much.You just mentioned about the farm in Australia. Where is it exactly located? How to get there? Will we have some organizer to organize the trip? Thank you very much.
Yes, we will present the whole information to the devotees, and then we will talk about it. This is not the time to do this here, but we will do it.
对你的这个想法非常的好。那我们接下来会有一个时间来好好的讨论一下，就是怎么样去组织奉献者来到这个农场，因为有涉及到很多的细节，可是现在可能还没有办法马上的回答这个问题。
Okay. Thank you very much, Sati Mataji.
非常感谢 Sati Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees.
感谢所有的奉献者。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ki jai. Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Balaram Appearance Day ki jai. Kasha Desh Yatra ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
百昆达之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的启坛念经师 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束了，我们下周同一时间星期三早上7点再见。 Hare Krishna。